it's too hard to crawl.
Too hard to cross.
Even though I know the river is wide, I walk down every evening and stand on the shore.
The Colorado River, today's topic. We're talking today about how to enjoy it this morning, how to get out there and enjoy it. We're bringing Dick Macton into the conversation, also from Arizona River Runners. Dick, thanks again for joining us this morning. I know it was really hard for you not to go on that desert bicycle ride this morning.
Oh, thanks.
Pretty nice morning, huh?
The chance to be here.
And Mr. Matson was just saying, if somebody wanted to call and had questions on the raft,
we
can absolutely take those on air. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You had mentioned earlier, do you have kids? There mm-hmm. was several kids on the trip I was on. I was surprised how young they were. And I thought, man, these guys are nuts. But, I mean, there was never once on the trip where you ever felt like it was a hindrance. I mean, y'all have the raft so well built and put together. And, I mean, you've got it down.
Mm-hmm.
What is the age limit? Or is there a height limit?
Well, it's 8 years old is the bottom for that. You know, we just found that kids are, you know, they kind of have the attention to do it at 8 years old. But it's a great age to start doing, especially that three-day trip that you guys did, because they have the horseback riding up on the rim at the Barton Ranch. The helicopter ride, obviously, is amazing. There's even a little cowboy show, which is kind of fun for kids who maybe have never been in the Southwest before. So it's an incredible time up at the ranch, and then you fly down and do the hiking and the whitewater rafting. It's great for kids, and I think for that three-day trip, if you got young kids, kind of perfect place to do it.
The darkest night I have ever experienced was in the back of the covered wagon mm-hmm. at the Barton Ranch. There was no moon. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face. And, I mean, just the sky from horizon to horizon, just full of stars. I mean, it was the most incredible night outdoors I've ever had.
Oh, it's awesome. And even in the canyon, you know, you're looking up, you see the stars. And then you'll have, like, a full moon night. It'll be completely dark. And then all of a sudden, the entire canyon's, like, canyon is just all illuminated from the moon. It's incredible.
Ours was a full moon night. It was actually kind of hard to even sleep. It was like somebody had a flashlight in your face.
Yeah.
So we're here with Kyle and Corey Seilers. Corey, you're with Colorado River Discovery. That's a little bit different than Arizona River Runners. We've been talking about the three-day and the seven-day. What do y'all do at Colorado River Discovery?
Yeah, so we're based out of Page, Arizona, and the trips that we perform are actually half-day and full-day trips on the river. So, you know, what we've found, and Kyle knows this too, is that besides the attraction of what you're going to see, time is really the second biggest priority for people. And there is so much to see here in the Southwest. You know, we're surrounded by national parks here in this area that everybody wants to get a taste of all of it. So if you want a little taste of the mighty Colorado River, don't have time to do this, the 3 or the 7 day, the Colorado River Discovery is a really great option in order to experience it.
Now, what are the different options for experiencing that for half or full day? Is it all in big inflatable rafts, or are there different boats that you can pick?
We do. We have large inflatable rafts that are similar to the ones you guys were on down there.
Okay.
But we also have smaller rowing rafts, and we even have a old wooden dory, which is a beautiful boat. And those people that know about rowing in whitewater, it's the Ferrari of rowing down there. It's an absolutely beautiful boat.
Now, what is the passenger capacity of that boat?
That one is 5.
Okay.
So all the rowing boats are much smaller, and then the larger pontoon boats are quite a bit larger. So of large parties to small and intimate, we can certainly provide an experience for you, whatever you would like.
The dory would be the closest experience to trying to get to what General Powell experienced in the first float, right?
John Wesley Powell, yes, it certainly would. And, you know, people have actually attempted to recreate the boat, a replica of the boat that they did. And everybody that's done that build has come to the same conclusion that was a boat that was not meant to be on that river. but, yes, they have made improvements, and now we have the Briggs-style dory down there, which does incredibly well.
Because his float started how far above the Grand Canyon?
Quite a bit further. It was actually in a different river. It was the Green River, which is a major tributary and connects to the Colorado River. Traveled many hundred miles before he even reached the Grand Canyon. So 1,000 miles in total. So it was about 750 before he even reached the Grand Canyon. So he, you know, he
did he get like a medal or like a statue made? I mean, what
he got a government job out of it.
Yeah, he got a government job, and I'm sure his wife patted him on the back for a job well done. Yeah.
Was there somebody waiting at the end for him? I mean, how did he just decide, all right, I'm going to get out here? Why didn't he just go all the way down to out to the sea?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, I think for an expedition like that, certainly you have a timeline. You say, well, you know, maybe sometime in August or September. Check occasionally. But they were all self-sustained down there, and not very well self-sustained, but they, you know, they had to be because they didn't know what they were expecting. There's tons of famous quotes from John Wesley Powell through his journal about the, you know, unexpected things that were he was about to encounter each day. And it was quite a feat, absolutely.
We're here with the Seiler brothers, Corey and Kyle. And Kyle is with Arizona River Runners, and he's got a river guide directory here, mile post by mile post, rapid after rapid. Powell was like, he had no idea what was around the next corner.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
right.
You're having to get out, observe, walk, hike it, rope some of the boats down past the rapids, trying to keep all your food dry and your all your sleeping gear dry. It's an incredible adventure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and they, you know, I think they one of their deals down there was they were going to try and map the area, so they had a cartographer on it and all that kind of thing. So, but also they decided to. Oh, good.
More when we get back, y'all. Hang on.
Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.